What do
was
you have planned
out.
for today?
So today Penny's getting her very first grooming session, which means she's gonna get a bath. I mean, I've given her baths before, but she's getting a bath, haircut, nail trim, teeth brushed,
Oh my
everything.
God.
She looks like a dirty mop, so I need to take her soon. So it's today at 12:30.
If I may ask, how much does that cost?
That's gonna be $84
I mean,
for
it is kind of pricey, but I was thinking for all that, I feel
yeah.
like
So
I was thinking like 100 or something.
it varies on the type of dog, obviously, and the type of like the way of the dog, like how big the dog is. Since she's not that big yet, she's what, maybe 20 pounds. That's the price. So I'm just planning to do this like twice a year, like before winter comes, and then in the summer, when once summer starts, she's gonna get another grooming session. When I drop her off, I already have a whole day. I want to go thrifting.
I want to go with you. Let me go back.
Come
Let
on,
me
let's
start getting in
go.
the line right now to cross back.
I've been seeing so many TikToks of people like, come with me thrifting, and I'm gonna help my best friend thrift for his apartment, and she's buying like decoration, like random shit, and it looks good.
I went last time and I kind of saw this shirt that it kind of had like flowers or leaves. I don't know what it had, but it looked kind of fallish. And like, I kind of wanted to get it for ACL, but then I was like, no, it kind of looks like Senora. But then when I see these videos, these girls are like, oh my God, look at this cute dress. And it looks like a Senora dress. But then when they style it, it looks way different. I think I need to do like a Pinterest board because I go like with a blank head. I don't know what I want or anything. Maybe that's why I don't find anything.
So I've seen girls that walk in, for example, the ones that I was telling you, she was helping her friend decorate his apartment. So on her notes app, she had like, okay, we need a rug, we need a lamp, we need so certain things. And she would go to Salvation Army. I've never been to Salvation Army, which is another type of thrift store, and there's one here in Houston close by. So I think I'm gonna go check that out while Penny's getting her haircut.
I heard those
So what?
Salvation Army ones are good.
I don't know what to expect. So today's the day. I'm gonna go get my cherry popped. My Salvation Army cherry. And
Once, since you're saying cherry pop, once at work, you know how we get accounts, right? And I think I had a new employee and he opened his first account. So I send it to the whole region. Like, let's say Tony getting his account cherry popped.
You said that?
But I didn't think it was. My manager calls me, he's like, Yuri, like, I think it's so funny. And I get what you're trying to, like, what you were trying to say. If no one would have said anything, I would have let you kept it. But there's this one person that sent me an email, like, that's not professional. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it in a bad way, you know? Like, he's like, yeah, just take it off. Like, if this person wouldn't have said anything, I would have let you, like, keep it, but just take it off.
So after the thrift shopping, I don't know, I think Penny's gonna take like 3.5 hours. So after that, I was planning to go to look for like comfortable dressy shoes. So I need to go look for that. I want to go get coffee before though.
Well, this is where my little coffee gadget will come in handy because I'm sure the thrift stores don't have a place for you to put your coffee on. I'm gonna give you one for
Actually,
Christmas. One.
actually, no, I was gonna say, actually, they do, but no, they don't. Do you get a shopping cart when you go thrifting?
I don't actually.
Me neither.
Because usually I'll get like trinkets or like I go
Estoy
to the
con las garras,
miscellaneous
mira.
stuff.
Last time that I found like 6 shirts, I was like this, like over the arm, and I had a coffee, I remember.
I know.
So you get
Insurance.
trinkets.
Not trinkets, but like I go to the miscellaneous stuff, like where you see like little just random stuff. I've been looking for frames because I want to do like a Halloween, I guess, art gallery. I only found like two. It's already gonna be Halloween and nunca los puse.
Dude, last Saturday that I went to a thrift store, there was one of those like vintage looking picture frames that have the
People.
people and it has like a background, a backdrop and stuff like that. I was like, oh, I'm gonna take it and do like the ghost little thing and
On the
Halloween and stuff.
people, you're saying it was a picture of actual people?
No, not a picture of actual people, like a one of those vintage paintings like that have like
Oh,
backgrounds. It had like vintage looking people. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna redo it and but I was like, let me see how much it is. $24.99. I was like,
sir.
I'm not buying that.
I have one for you. Remember I showed you? I just need to give it to you. The frame is blue, so you would have to like paint the frame. It's kind of like a lawn, and it has trees, so you're probably gonna have to the sky make it a little bit darker, the trees make them a little bit more orangey.
Orangey. Oh my gosh. We should do that for like our little fall activity. Get your little thing out and let's paint and talk. What do you have planned today?
Nothing. So I'm here for my mom's birthday. So I don't know if I want to take her to lunch or to dinner. And I want to go buy her like a cake, balloon, so I can decorate and I can take a picture of her. And I kind of wanted to take her to the fabric store so she can make me my costume. But do my mom, like, she's like, when are you leaving? Because I'm like, oh, el lunes, right? And she's like, oh, okay, para hacerte los tamales. Like, I'm like, no, like, you don't have to make.
She's gonna
It's,
be
I mean, it's not
busy.
really her birthday, it's till next week, but it's like, no, like, no quiero que hagas eso. Like, my costume, I'm coming before Halloween. So I was just gonna buy the material and then you can just do it whenever you want. And then whenever I come, just have it, you know?
Hi guys, we're back. We're back with episode 21 of On the Menu podcast. We just want to thank everybody for being patient with us. It's been a busy couple of weeks, so we haven't been able to find time to record, but here we are. We're not leaving you guys anymore. I know we say that all the time, but we will be here.
They're gonna stop believing us.
So, guys, to celebrate the beginning of the fall season, which is, by the way, today, when you're listening to this episode, Monday, September 22nd is the first day of our favorite season. Okay, guys, so to celebrate the beginning of our favorite season, we want to announce the start of On the Menu Book Club. And the book that we chose to start this amazing, fabulous book club is.
Pumpkin spice and everything nice.
When did we? No, you told me about this book, right?
It's the book that I mentioned earlier that you can get for $5 if you go to Barnes and Noble, Starbucks, and get a drink. You will get the book for $5. It's a very cute book. It gives aesthetic, fall aesthetic. The book pages or whatever it is, they're like painted with like fall leaves, right? It's like an orange book. It gives fall.
I haven't seen the actual book. I purchased it on my Kindle. So if you're interested in following us along, you have a whole week to buy the book and read the first seven chapters. We want to discuss the first seven chapters on our next episode, which would be the following Monday. So today, listen to the episode, look for the book. If you have a Kindle, download it. Then tonight, go ahead and start reading, finish the seventh chapter, and we will discuss on our next episode.
And it looks like it's a really easy read. If you don't want to buy, if you don't have time to go today, if you go to Google and just put pumpkin spice and everything nice, you can actually read the first 24 pages for free.
I hope you guys do follow us along the journey because this is something we're excited about. I'm really excited about because it's like one fall to something we could incorporate to the podcast. So if you're going to do this, I recommend you guys to tag us and post us on Instagram
Reading
so
your
we
book,
can.
and it's going to help us be more accountable when it comes to reading since we'd rather be scrolling than reading. So you better call us out. I mean, we can't leave you all hanging and be like, oh, sorry, guys, we didn't read the lesson. I'm barely on chapter three. I had a busy week.
You know, guys, I was not in my reading era, but I feel like I'm back, bitches. I think this book's gonna bring me back.
I think
So
it's a season two. Fall is a very, for me, it's like a very read, drink a coffee season. Summer is more like be outside.
go ahead and tag us on Instagram at onthemenu_pod to our personal Instagrams. Follow us at Toners.
And at Shurik's. And soon at On the Menu Book Club. I assume. Adding another.
That's news to me. We're gonna have a new Instagram page, I guess, from what I'm hearing, and that one can be administered by Yuri Alvarado. We just want to give a shout out really quickly to everybody who's been listening to the podcast. I'm going to log in right now to go see our analytics. Just to give a quick shout out, we have people listening from Mexico, obviously, also in the United Kingdom. Please go on and follow us at onthemenu_pod on Instagram, and please join us on our book club now. With that said, I think it's a perfect time to start with our what's in your fall bucket list.
So excited.
Are you excited for fall? I mean, I know you already decorated since
Since like
August
August
1st.
end. Yes, I am very excited.
So, what's on your fall bucket list, Yudi?
Okay, so first I have I want to do like a fall soup or like not like something with cooking, a fall soup, a fall like pie. And I was looking on Pinterest and I saw like a creamy pumpkin chicken soup. Does that sound good
Ooh,
to you? It
yes. I've
has
never
like,
had that, but it sounds cozy.
I'll send it to you. It has like pumpkin puree, chicken, obviously, carrots, onion, garlic. I think it even had like cream cheese somewhere in there. So I saw that. I saw one that is like a creamy butternut squash soup. And then I saw a sweet potato casserole with pecan crumble. Oh, no.
It's
Se me
very
antojó.
fall. It's very fall.
Yes.
Like I'm picturing it and everything looks orange.
It's giving Thanksgiving. I
Well,
should
I mean.
host a. We should do a. Ay, we want to do everything. En un día que nos visitemos, we're going to go to the pumpkin patch. We're going to do this. And then we're going to have a whole spread of fall food.
I want to really bake a pumpkin bread. I found a recipe for a pumpkin bread with what's it called? Maple glaze. It's called pumpkin bread with maple glaze. This is seriously the best pumpkin bread recipe ever. Not only is it incredibly moist, but it also has a crunchy pumpkin spice topping and a sticky maple glaze. It's also so easy to make, and you don't need a mixer. So grab a bowl and whisk because you're about to make some life-changing pumpkin bread.
Oh my God. Wait, so is this pumpkin bread like a loaf?
So you buy that and then you just put all the ingredients. So it's gonna end up looking like this.
Ooh, that looks good.
But we can actually go ahead and share this with our followers on our Instagram. Like what we talked about, like the link to
Oh yeah.
the pumpkin bread and the link to your thing.
And then you all need to tag us if you do make it.
I had that on my list. I think in the past couple of years, I've been into baking a apple pie. So I think this year I'm gonna like let it go and do the pumpkin bread.
I've always wanted to do it's a what is it that you do, a pumpkin pie? No, an
An
apple
apple pie.
pie. It's the one that you do the little strings, right?
Yeah, the
But
little strips of the
it looks
dough.
hard to me. I don't know.
I mean, once you get the hang of it's easy. And it's fun. I like it. And it's relaxing. I like baking. What else do you have on your fabulous pumpkin list?
I know we spoke about this earlier, but I want to like thrift a fall sweater. I don't know if I want like a Halloween or like a fallish sweater, but like, like the thick sweaters. I
Yeah.
want to thrift something like that.
We need it to be like super cold outside, you know?
Well, I'm going to take a fall trip so I can just use it. So I'm going to have to be outside at night so I can wear my sweater.
Donald's already in the hotel, and I'm like, where's Judy? Oh, she's downstairs outside enjoying the
Reading
weather.
her
Como
book.
loca.
You know what I've seen? I've seen some, I don't know how I feel about it, but I've seen some like jackets that are like patch, I don't know what they call it, like patchwork, but it's like fallish, patchy thingies. Do you know what I'm saying? Like what I'm talking
No,
about?
show me a picture. Well, while you look for that, I'm gonna say another of my fall bucket list items. So I've been looking at this and I don't know where I'm gonna do this, but I've been seeing a lot of this in social media, on TikTok particularly. I wanna go apple picking. Like, I wanna go
Yes.
pick some apples off of a tree. Like,
They have an apple picking over here and it's connected to the obviously to the pumpkin patch. So that will fit perfect with, oh, you say you don't want to do an apple pie this year, but you could pick the apple pie. I mean, yeah, the apples and then go and bake the apple pie. I can't find that jacket. I guess maybe I made it up, but it's not coming out. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, I had that on my list. Also, like the apple picking, because I do, that's usually what I have like for snacks, apples. So the next thing is I want to go to Trader Joe's and buy all the fall stuff that they have.
So what's the decorations that they're selling? I
No,
never go to
it's
Trader
not
Joe's.
decorations, it's like food. Like they have
Oh.
snacks. Like I saw that they have like a fall harvest salsa. And then they have like some fall ice cream sandwiches, like in the shape of like some leaf, like a leaf. And then they have like some pumpkin cold foam, like the mix to make pumpkin bread. They have a lot of like fall stuff that comes out in the fall for Trader Joe's. So I want to go and I want to go check it out, see what I can grab.
Like if you're gonna buy something, like maybe host like a little get together. Another thing that's on my fall bucket list is watch a fall movie, which for me, I already have the perfect fall movie that I always watch the first couple of days of fall is, do you know it?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, Carson got it right. You've Got Mail from Meg Ryan. So I love that movie.
Can you believe I've never seen any of those two?
You have to watch You've Got Mail. You have to watch When Harry Met Sally. And you have to watch Sleepless in Seattle.
I've been seeing this a lot, the Dead Poets Society. I want to watch that one. It says it's in New England, New England Boys Boarding School. I was watching The Craft last time.
The Craft, is that the witchcraft? The four
Yes,
girls?
witchy.
Yeah. You started early this year.
Yes. Anyways, moving
Okay,
on.
so in my bucket list, I had read a fall book, which we're gonna do with you guys. What else?
I want to do a candle plate. Have you seen them?
What is that? Let me
So
look for
it
it.
came out on TikTok. Look for it on TikTok. So you basically go thrift like a large plate, and then you kind of glue like candle holders onto it and put like the long candles on it, and then you just put it like in the center of a table or something, and then they start melting. See, but it looks way better like when it starts melting. Like, you know, on your birthday, they had like candles y estaba toda derretida. Like, I like how that looks. So that's something that you could do for when you go to the thrift store.
I'm gonna go look for candles and what's it called? And a plate. Yes,
Yeah.
I like that idea. I've never heard about that.
I
Candle
know
plate.
it came out yesterday on my TikTok. I was like, very aesthetic. And you can do it for every season. You just have to change the color of the candles.
So this one's new. I don't know how you feel about it. Create a fall playlist. Like
I
on
saw that
Spotify,
one, but then I was like, what songs did I put?
exactly. There's
Taylor
one that I
Swift.
really like. There's one that I really like called October. I think it's called October. It's one of my favorite songs for the fall. Oh, it's called We Fell in Love in October.
Oh, yes. Dun, 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 dun,
Literally,
dun.
literally.
We fall así con la ventana para abajo sacando el brazo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be the intro song to the playlist. Anyway, but yeah, create a fall playlist and just get inspired by, I don't know, maybe Cardigan by Taylor Swift and then moving on
Yeah.
to something else. So I
The
think I'm gonna
first one
do
that
that.
came up to mind when that is have you heard Sweater Weather?
Sweater weather. Yes, I've heard that one. How does it
It
go?
goes, 'cause it's too wait, se me fue. It's by the neighborhood. 'Cause
Yeah.
it's so cold, right? All I am is a man. Yeah.
I like that song, but yeah, Texas is like 80 degrees right now, so
Yeah.
no
No,
sweater
look at your
weather.
weather. I think it mid-October. I'm obsessed with the weather. Dude, I have like the weather. I have a fall foliage tracker.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I know.
You are obsessed.
Okay, my next one. I want to do like a spooky or cute like couple photo shoot. Not like a professional one, just us taking the pictures. But I kind of want to do the pumpkins. You know how we did Scream last year? I
Yeah.
want to do the pumpkin heads.
The
You
pumpkin,
did
like
that, right?
actual. I did that, like, oh, yeah, a while back.
No, I saw this girl said, like, if you don't want to carve the pumpkin or like a real pumpkin, you can go to Michael's and they sell them, the fake ones,
Oh,
and you can
yes.
carve it. But I
But
don't know,
it's
my head's gonna
plastic.
fit.
I think it's going to be a little bit hard to carve, right? Or
I
they're
don't
already carved.
know. I thought it was like foam.
But then if it's foam, you're going to have to like take out everything from inside, or is it like
I know,
hollow
say. We should
shower?
do one for on the menu with our books in hand.
So we should take a picture like this and with the pumpkin head like this.
Oh my God, yes. But yeah, I want to do that one. I mean, I could do the. Which one else did I see? I saw the pumpkin, the little ghost that you did. Obviously, the ghost face. Another one that they paint their faces like skull, but I don't want to do that. Maybe I need to come up with something new and I can make it a trend.
Like patchy and like dress Donald like in a little,
Like a
I don't know,
scarecrow,
that would be
like in
cute.
overalls.
That would be cute. Donald would be like, Donald's listening to this, like,
What the hell am I
no,
signing?
I'm
What are
not
they
doing.
signing me up for?
No, I'm not doing this. But that would be fun. That's actually really fun. Donald, we need you to come through. We need that photo posted on the menu, please.
Okay, what else do you have?
So
How
I want to
about?
go to a football game because that's a very fall tradition.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the vibes and the aesthetics, but I really do not understand football, dude.
What
It's
game
hard.
would you want to go to? I
So
think
we were talking
UT
about,
Austin would be more fallish because it's orange and
well, we were talking about going to watch an A&M game. And I kind of want to go because I have this cool crew neck A&M sweater that I want to wear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really do like the orange though from UT because it's like burnt orange.
I actually was looking for tickets last time, but they were expensive.
Yeah,
And
they're
I was like,
expensive.
I don't know if I really want to go. Like, I don't even understand. I'll probably just be there for a picture. That's something that we would do just for a picture.
So we went to an A&M game in November, like in 2022. Dude, it was freezing. It was
Really?
cold. We had, yeah. But yeah, so a football game would be fun.
Don't get me started with event tickets. I think I'm done. I'm done for the rest of the year. And 2026, 20, maybe in 2027, I'll get back to going to concert or whatever. It's horrendous.
I can't wait for you to tell me your experience on ACL.
Just by experiencing the hot, I was sweating and I'm like, this is gonna be ACL. Like, but I was looking at the thing right now, so I think I didn't even check what time, but I think on Friday or Saturday, there is a little bit of rain. And the weather says it's going to be cloudy. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't feel as hot and hopefully it's not as humid, but yes, we want to hear about your ACL experience.
I want to go to a haunted house.
That was on my bucket list too.
I
I want to
want to
go
go,
to.
like I always say, I want to go, but I don't like people jumping out. Like,
Well, that's a thing.
I
That's what
know,
they're going
like,
to do.
I feel like I'm scared that I'm just gonna like hit someone,
Yeah.
like that I'm gonna react and hit someone, you know? Like, I really want to go. They have one over here called House of Torment,
Oh my gosh.
and I saw one that they're doing at a bar. It's like a corn maze kind of, and there's like this scary clown that follows you around.
That's the thing, like then it comes to a point where and it's like, okay, you scared me enough, like stop
Like,
it.
stop.
Yeah,
Like,
stop.
yeah. Bitchy, we're gonna be all bitchy at the haunted house.
But I have never done one. I just want to experience it one time and then be over with.
Dude, we should go to the San Antonio where the little hands.
No, I'm not going there.
I
No.
know. What do you
No,
mean the
Matt.
car?
So they just push you like through
Yeah.
the tracks. You know that they're trying to save you. It's not for you to like go
To be
make
playing
fun of.
around, right?
So they're
You
trying
make
to
a
like
good
save
point.
you. They're trying to save you from what happened to them. Y nada que nadie te mueve.
Y le pesan mucho, mija. No podemos.
No me pues dale, jala el tren, aviéntale el tren. And then the last thing that I have for my fall bucket list is I want to decorate the house, obviously with fall Halloween things, but I want to put pumpkins outside. I've done this in the past where I just put like maybe two or three pumpkins, but this time I want a fucking pumpkin patch outside of the house. Like I want pumpkins.
Yes, that's cute.
So I want to do that, and I want to buy like one of those little that
A blow up?
inflates. Yeah, a little blow up, but I don't know of
Like
what.
a,
Like,
you want a scary one or you want like a fallish one?
I want like fall, but with Halloween. You know what I mean? Maybe like a big pumpkin.
Yeah, I've seen big pumpkins and they have like something coming out. I think I've seen a Snoopy one.
I think I'll buy that. I want something like that
Let
and
me see.
like pumpkins on the side of the door.
So the last one that I have a fall picnic.
That's cute, like with leaves. You're gonna do that.
I could do it in Central Park.
Yes, with all those leaves. Ya te veo acarreando hojas para que se
Ay,
vea
no.
mucho.
Sí. Voy a llevar
Are
todo. Una blanket.
you taking the basket too?
Yeah, of course. No. I kind of wanted to do that, but like I kind of wanted to go buy like a sandwich and like with a coffee, maybe get like a little mini pie y cortarlo
Yeah.
y en medio de en
That's
Central Park.
cute.
That's all I have on my bucket list.
You guys, we want to hear what's on your bucket list. If it's something that's different from what we mentioned, please go ahead and share with us. We're going to drop a question box on our stories and tell us what you're excited about for fall.
Give us more ideas.
Moving on. So, The next thing I want to talk about is I'm bringing back the Labubu topic because
Okay.
they're everywhere.
Actually, I have a video, a sound that I saved because I'm gonna make a video. It is saying, "How old are you?" It say, "I'm 4," and then it's like a picture, like of all your little trinkets or labubus or whatever, and it's like,
Yeah. How many Labubus do you have? You just have
I
one,
just have
right?
one,
But yeah, Labubus are everywhere. They're not going
dude.
anywhere.
I think it's more like so I'm not one to like, because we went to this store where they have a lot of, I'm getting like obsessed with blind boxes, like not
Of
only
Labubus?
Labubus, no, not only
Oh, of
Labubus, like they have
anything.
of everything. So I found one at this store. I'm gonna take you whenever you come. They have like kind of like a Labubu, but that one is actually cute. I'm gonna send you a picture. It's like a piggy. It's called Lulu Piggy, or no sé cómo se llama. But he's so cute, Tony. Like it's the same size as a Labubu, but it's like a pink piggy. I wanted actually one that's like a teddy bear and like the piggy face. It's so cute. But I don't think I will put all of them. I've seen girls that put like three of them in a purse. I don't like how that looks.
That's
I
a
mean,
lot.
everyone can
Yeah.
do whatever. But I would just probably put one on each purse.
So, the Labubu topic that I'm going to talk about was submitted by one of our listeners. Shout out to Ella. This is what we like, you guys. We like when you tell us what you want us to talk about. So, this is a Labubu collaboration with K-pop Demon Hunters.
What?
Do you know about this or no?
No.
So, K-pop Demon Hunters Labubu refers to the popular fan trend of customizing Labubu figures to resemble characters from the Netflix show K-pop Demon Hunters or other characters inspired by the show. Various fan artists are creating handmade outfits and accessories for the Labubu figures, often sharing their creations and tutorials on social media platforms. So, I guess people are taking the actual Labubus, customizing them, and making them into whatever they want them to be made.
Dude, they have a lot of blind boxes there. I got one of those, and then I also got like a Monchichi, the ones that you stick on your phone or whatever, but I'm not gonna stick
Yeah.
it.
So, how much are these blind boxes that you're buying?
That one that I bought was $20, the piggy. The other one, the little, and it's a little Monchichi, así que lo pegas. Ese, creo que costó como $13. I know, and that one was a waste because I was like, I don't even like this one. And I kept saying, like, even the girl when I was paying for the piggy, she's like, "Oh, those are so cute." I'm like, "Yeah, I know." And I kept saying, "I just hope I don't get the yellow. I don't want the yellow." And I kept saying, and she's like, "Yeah, I want the teddy bear one. I have a," like, I started talking to her about it, and I was like, "Chingado, I'm gonna chinx myself and I'm gonna get the freaking yellow one."
Continuing on the topic, there was, I don't know if you watched a little bit of tennis when the US Open was going on. There was this Japanese tennis player. Her name is Naomi Osaka. Guess what she had? She had a Labubu on her tennis bag, but hers was a bejeweled Labubu. The Japanese tennis player delighted crowds at the US Open in New York City, showing off her Labubu dolls, which she has at least four. But they're just not any regular Labubus. They're sparkly, bejeweled, and holding tiny tennis rackets. They're covered in red rhinestones from tips to its pointy ears, and its racket was encrusted with deep blue rhinestones. But she had them on her tennis bag. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it is already transcending, like, just regular people, and I feel like celebrities and athletes are getting on board of it.
I don't know. I think we should just leave the Labubus as is. Personally, I don't like that one. That's too much,
But
dude. Like, I don't even
I
like to
wonder
put
how
clothes on
much.
mine. Like, I want to know how long this is gonna go. See, like, I don't think they're like super cute because obviously the face is not so cute. They look kind of evil, but then they are kind of cute. I don't know how to like explain it. I saw this TikTok of a girl that was saying how like she's like 35 or something, but she has a whole collection of like Labubus and stuff. And people were commenting like, "Girl, I'm like 55 and I love Labubus." Like, and all these older people saying how they love, like in their 60s, and I was like, "Okay, I'm good. I'm good."
Whatever you want to do, whatever makes you happy, whatever brings you
Yeah.
joy to your life, Do it. If you want to collect Labubus, if you want to
Yeah.
bedazzle the shit out of them, do it.
Yeah. Last weekend we went to the farmer's market and we went to that place that they had blind boxes. I was like, oh, like if I don't get the other one, I'm gonna have to come back and get another one to see if I get the teddy bear piggy. And then I was like, can we go look another store if they have some? And Donald's like, now you're getting the excitement when I open Pokemon card. That's how you are being right now with this freaking like piggies.
But it can slowly transition into obsessive.
Yeah.
You see, I don't have something like that that I'm obsessed with, I think, that I need an obsession.
You said it so serious. Our listeners need to tell us what they have been like obsessed with or like collecting. I think one of mine is also books, but because I leave them and like, I don't know. I have a lot that I haven't read, but I have stopped. I have
Same,
stopped with the
same.
books. But Labubus are here to stay. I don't think they're going anywhere. So you still have time to get a Labubu. Or maybe
I
Santa Claus
still.
will get bring you one.
Anyway, guys,
Fine.
so like Ella did, please go ahead and send us topics that you want us to discuss here on the podcast. This one was a really good one because it is something that we have like been experiencing for the past couple of months. So thank you so much, Ella.
So moving on to something that is, I mean, it's been coming out a lot on mine, and I think it's something that's very beneficial, especially for me or my family, I guess. So have you all heard about the AirPods Pro 3 live translation?
Dude, yes. I was watching the live stream when they
I
dropped
thought they
them.
weren't out on sale yet, but they are, right?
Yeah, they came out September, I think it was the 19th when everything came out, the iPhone and everything.
Dude, the first thing that popped up to my mind was, I'm finally gonna know what these bitches are saying at the nail place. Dude, like, I always think they're saying something, like, especially if I tell them, like, oh, like, I don't like this one has a bubble, or like, oh, I didn't like the color. Can you change it? I feel like they talk shit. Dude, no, I'm not gonna show it. I'm gonna like put my hair down, hide it so they can still talk their shit and I can like secretly be listening to them. So right now, actually, that's not gonna happen. I'm gonna have to wait because it only translates Spanish, French, German, and Portuguese. So
That's
at the
it.
end, yeah, at the end of the year, they're gonna add Italian and some Asian languages.
So are they gonna add it like an update, or you're gonna have to buy the new AirPods next year for the other languages?
I think they're gonna, so how, what I was seeing is that you have to download like the language pack. So for
Is it
each
free?
thing, it's not gonna have all of them. I don't know if it's free or not, but it's not gonna have all of them already. Like if you want Portuguese, you have to download the Portuguese pack so it could work. So yeah, you have to download it because the reason why you have to download it is because it does work offline. So if you're on a plane, you can still use it. To get
So
into the chismoso.
you can still
Yeah.
listen to other people's conversation in other languages.
Yeah. And it's not only going to work with the AirPods Pro 3, it also works with AirPods 4, AirPods Pro 2, and obviously the AirPods 3. And you have to have an iOS 26.
You see, I think that's a very beneficial thing. It is a good update. I mean, this is why you want to release new products, not just because it's like, oh, it's gonna change the look of the AirPod, you know?
Yeah, how they always do
But
it.
yeah, so this is I think it's a good update. For example, my mom, she doesn't speak English, and sometimes she has to go to the doctor by herself. And I think they have like some translator in there, right? But that would be cool for her to list to have the AirPod there and listen to what he's saying in Spanish. I think that's a
Yeah.
very beneficial. It could be beneficial for a lot of things. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's cool.
I think I'm gonna have to get some for Donald and my parents so they can actually talk to each other.
It makes a perfect Christmas gift. I don't know what I'm gonna get my mom, but like that's a really good Christmas gift.
I'm thinking, okay, so like at the doctor, let's say the person would have to have the AirPods too, right? Like your mom would understand what they're saying.
So, my mom would understand what they're saying, but when my mom wants to say it in Spanish, there would need to be a translator in the office to translate what she's saying to the doctor.
Yeah, I think this is the best feature that they've come up with because they always do that. Oh, the camera's gonna have I don't know how many pixels now, or it's gonna have what 20 camera little lenses. It's always like
You
the
know what?
same.
I didn't really care for the new iPhone. Like the
I just like
colors.
the zoom. I don't like the orange. I don't like how it has like a square on top.
I
I
hate
don't like
that.
how that looks. But yeah, I didn't like the. I know there's like a green one, but I think it's like the iPhone Air. Like what? Oh, by the way, if anyone was worried about my pants, remember I said I lost them?
Yeah.
I found them.
Where were they?
Dude, they were like on top of my closet. I have like the little bins. They were in a bin, like where I usually have a bin. Well, I have a bin where I put like bathing suits and stuff. It was in there, dude.
Dude,
Why?
I told you they're like little trolls around. They're playing with
Cállate.
you. They're playing with you. They're playing hide and
Shut
seek. Like,
up.
why would you put your pants in where you have your bathing suits?
So talking
Okay, go
about
for it.
live translation, this is not a live translation, but it is alive. I just thought it was so funny, dude, and it's kind of toxic. So this girl has been popping up on my TikTok, and last time I was looking at her live for like probably an hour. Dude, it's amazing with how people are making money with everything. Everything. So dude, this girl goes live, and what she does is like she texts your boyfriend. She basically, it's called the loyalty test. So she will FaceTime, she will text them, hey, or she FaceTime them. And then if they don't answer, she puts, hey, and then they'll be like, hello, like, who's this? And then she sends them a picture of her, like, sitting. Oh, she has like sexy pictures, not like naked, just like with a shirt, but she's kind of like showing her boobs and stuff. And she's like, it's Jenny. I met you at like, she'll ask the girlfriend, because obviously the girlfriend gave her the phone number, right? She'll ask the girlfriend, like, what club does he go to or whatever? And she'll be like, I met you at this bar. And then they will start, some guys will be like, will go on with it, dude. But the girlfriend's on the live watching and she shows the screenshot. One guy even said, like, you want to meet up? Yes.
So
And
wait,
then,
so okay, so she's doing this live on TikTok,
yes. And she shares the
but
screen for her phone.
and she's like talking with the guy on the phone or texting or whatever, and the girl is watching on the live, the girlfriend's watching on the
See,
live.
see,
That is
and
messy.
whenever he picks up, she also does it on, like she shares the screen on the, like half of it is her face, like
Yeah.
her the live, and the other half is a FaceTime, and it's usually most of the guys fail. She has like a little countdown, like loyal and then failed, and usually it's more of the guys that keep on with the conversation, or some will be like, no, I'm not. She always says, is this Leo? And they're like, no, it's not, but you're cute though, or you're looking good. And I'm like,
So the girlfriends put to test their boyfriends,
same,
essentially. So
same.
why, I mean, because they have already a suspicion that something's going on, or they just want to know if he's
I
faithful or
guess, I
not.
don't know, they're just toxicas.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. Like, why do you have to do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Do
if
but
you trust your
like,
partner, trust him or trust
yeah.
her.
She
That
does
is
this at
toxic.
night. Last time she was like, hold on, girls, hold on. Like, cause también como que she's like eating sometimes when she's like, sorry, girls, like I have a whole line of like numbers waiting for me to call them. Like she gets busy, dude, and I think she charges like $25 for the call. And then if you want her to ask more questions or keep on, like it's like $5 or $15 extra for every little thing.
Dude, that's a business right there.
And I'm like, I could be doing this and like just be calling. I would love to catch a cheater.
Dude,
But dude,
that is hilarious.
that's funny. Like I still, and
You
even
should send
Donald
me
got
one of those
into
so I can
it.
watch it.
And then like so one guy was like, oh, he's a loyal king. He's like, this is not Leo, do not contact me again. Yeah, but then she'll send him voice messages too, like, it's like, what do you mean? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I thought you were Leo, but that's fine. It's okay. I'm so sorry for bothering you. But she has already sent the picture showing her boobs or like sitting down, like
She's already like hooked them.
see,
So wait, does a girlfriend get to like jump in and be like, what the
dude, there
fuck?
was one where I think the girlfriend saw that he was responding and he told her, dude, we mind you, we saw all this on the live because she shared this the screen and
I
he
cannot
said,
with
like,
you watching this. I
dude,
cannot. No wonder
I love
you're
the
like
drama.
online. No wonder you're online on TikTok like at 12 in the morning.
Dude, like he told her to meet up, right? And then I think the girlfriend was, she got heated up And she probably texts him like, I know that you're texting or whatever. I set you up, dude. So the guy starts sending this girl voice messages, set telling her like, you try to set me up, like I never said that I wanted to meet up with you. And then the girl's like, what do you mean? I'm very confused because you did tell me to meet up with you. And like, you're actually on live and everyone's watching the text messages. I know.
My gosh, that is like messy.
Yeah, very messy. And I was thinking, like, imagine she does break a relationship and the guy goes crazy and tries to find her because she's showing her face on the live. And I was thinking, does she have like a fake number or like a cell phone that she,
Probably. Something
I
that's
don't
not
know, but
connected to her name, you know?
that's genius. And she's making money out of this.
I wonder how much she makes like a night if she has like a line of numbers already set up.
But yeah, that's the loyalty test that I wanted to tell you about online. But yeah, is that all we have for our listeners today? Hopefully we got you all in the fall vibes.
Like we said earlier on in the episode, go ahead and buy that book. Buy Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice. Yudi gave you a great deal at Barnes and Nobles. What was it, Yudi?
$5 if you go buy a coffee or a drink at the Barnes and Noble Starbucks. It's for $5, or if you don't have time, go to Google and just Google the title of the book and you can read the first 24 pages on there.
And if you have a Kindle, I do, and like Yudi, I purchased it on Kindle and it was $6.99. So go ahead and buy it, read the first seven chapters, and we will discuss the first seven chapters of the book next week on our 22nd episode. So we're about to start this book club, you guys. So we're very excited for the fall. We have a lot of like fall themed topics coming up.
Spooky.
Anyway, you guys, so please go ahead and follow us at on the menu underscore pod. You're going to find more information. We'll be posting everything about the book club there. So join us and follow us at Toners.
And then please engage. We'll be asking what book you all would like to read for the next month.
What is your on your fall bucket list? And we want to share with you guys some information. So
And we can
thank you so
share it
much for
maybe on the
listening.
next episode. We can share your fall bucket list on our next episode.
See you on the next one, guys.
Bye.